Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor, and I'm chuckling because I got a call from a person who heard the show last week for the first time, and I know that having a name such as Marcia Carnicelli Minor, I often get asked, where did the minor come from? And I have to honestly say that, yes, I'm of Italian descent, and the minor came along whenever I got married and had three beautiful children. So we want to welcome you to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, which is brought to you by the Healthy Referral newspaper that you hear about each week. And we also express our thanks to you for calling in and emailing in to us, finding out a little more about what is involved with becoming a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. We would like to give you just a brief background. We started in 1986, and excuse my voice. This is from talking all morning. We're going to go ahead and do this well anyway. In 1986, my business partner and I met, and by 1989, an amazing, beautiful mission was created. And I say it like that because it really is a mission that sort of plucked us from the universe the way that I say it. And in doing that, Tom and I met, got together a couple times, talked, and realized that we were in store for something really, really great. And it has continued through these 24 plus years, and that is exactly right. It's 24 years that we actually were given this mission to educate the public about preventive and natural health, personal growth, and positive news. And we say it in that way because it really is what it is about. There's a lot of wonderful things that people can do to tap into helping their minds, bodies, and spirits heal in a natural way. And this is really what our focus is. And we want to express, again, our thanks to all of you through these 24 years who have supported the Healthy Referral newspaper, as well as the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show. In addition to, and I want to make sure that we mention our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo, that is, as I mentioned, in its 16th year. It will be September 27, 28, 29 of 2013. At the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Why did we choose Florida? Simply because it is an area of the country that we are feeling is somewhat of a center point, even though I'm sure there are other good centering points, but Florida is one of those, and we decided that Orlando could be a really good place to go ahead and have number 16. On that note, I do want to answer a few other questions that came in through email last week, and that is, what exactly is the process to become involved in the Healthy Referral Newspaper? All you need to do is to give us a call and or email us directly and say that you would like to have more information about that. We would like to really first and foremost talk with you on the phone versus emailing, but we certainly can email. And by talking with you or emailing, we will share with you that if you are indeed a business or a mission that has to do with what you already heard me mention, which is preventive, natural health, personal growth, and positive news, then you are able to become a part of the paper. We also have subscriptions to the Healthy Referral if you would like to receive one directly to your home. If you could visualize this, it is a full-size newspaper. And being a full-size newspaper, it's approximately 28 to 36 pages. If you go to a website that I will give you now, you can actually pull up a copy. It is, of course, a digital copy. And the actual newspaper is a physical newspaper as well as online. So we feel we have the best of both worlds. So the web address to pull up a copy of the Healthy Referral Newspaper is www.scribdavid.com. So it's scribd.com/, and then just put in Healthy Referral. And of course, that is spelled HealthyReferral. And actually, you don't need a .com after Healthy Referral, so it would be scribd.com/healthyreferral, and you'll be able to see a copy there. If you have any problems, just let us know. We will talk more about different possibilities that there are with the radio show, the expo, and the newspaper after our wonderful interview that we're going to be doing here in a moment. I know that Dr. Morris did just come on. I could see his number. And we will open his mic in just one moment. This is a real privilege for me because this gentleman was someone that came into our lives, meaning my business partner and myself, with our newspaper a number of years ago. And one of the things that really attracted me to what he was doing was and is because he is coming from a very basic, simple level of life. Now, when I say that, I mean that with high honor. I don't mean it any other way than that, because my philosophy has always been about life that we can make it difficult or complicated, or we can have it be simply what it is, and that is fairly simple. And I'm going to share just a brief piece of Dr. Morris, and then I'm going to bring him on. There's a lot to say about him, and I'm just going to share a little because I would rather he tell more about himself than for me to go ahead and talk about it. Dr. Morris holds a doctorate of science in biochemistry and a doctorate of naturopathy from the what's called Bantridge Forest School in Sussex, England. He is a master herbalist with degrees from many institutes. He is a member also of the International Association of Naturopathic Physicians, the American Naturopathic Medical Association, and the board and a board certified naturopath by the Board of Examiners of the American Naturopathic Medical Certification and Accreditation Board. And as I mentioned, I'm going to let him go ahead and share more about exactly who he is and what he has been doing through these numbers of years, I think approximately 30 years. So let me just open his mic, and hopefully I have him on the other end. Dr. Morris, are you there?
I sure am, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I haven't talked to you in a while.
You doing all right?
I'm doing good. My voice is just a little raspy because I've been talking too much today. But that's not abnormal, I guess. And I was thinking before I started the show, Dr. Morris, that I probably should take a good swig of lemon juice or something, but I didn't do that. So anyway, again, I could say so much more about you, and I'm just going to go ahead and have you share, other than what I already did, the little that I did. Can you just tell a little bit about yourself?
Ooh, I hate doing that kind of stuff. I'll say this, though. What you said earlier about simplicity, separating your mind from who you are, very important in understanding what and how this world is run, how creation set up, and how we get in all these levels of despair. And separating yourself from your bodies are very important to do. I'll say that right off. Second of all, what we did is we just learned. I was a fruititarian for a while. I, of course, got into raw foods when you understand that cooking foods augment its chemistry and magnetics. Therefore, you actually suck your life force out of your body by eating cooked foods. And then it creates an over-acid condition, proteins damaging the kidneys, colon. And so all these radical concepts and ideas that are out there, man has trusted in the mind. He's trusted in theories instead of actualities. And an observation from beyond the mind shows you how nature does it and how simplistic health is and how man academically is chasing rainbows.
Well, that is a great way to put it. In fact, I would have to say that that's probably the first time that I have heard it expressed quite like that about the rainbows.
I'm getting worse as time goes on, because our client load is tremendous worldwide, and the problem is the suffering worldwide is astronomical. So,
well,
man has to...
Go ahead.
Well, man has to learn that you cannot treat symptoms, and especially with toxic chemicals. For those that are elevated in their awareness, that becomes an obvious thing. But there's so many suffering people that walk right up to these chemical insertions, whether it's prescriptions or injections or whatever, and putting these toxins in the body later to pay a horrible price. And so we have to learn that this antiquated system of theories that halfway hold no truth that has to change, and that's all apathy. And man has to understand how simple and what he's done to himself by his diets and what he can do to reverse all his problems, no matter what level it is. You've seen people get up in wheelchairs. I mean, on our YouTube, we have a chiropractor's wife down with advanced MS for years, 6-7 months walking. This is the level of thinking we need to get to, and it's simplistic.
There's that word. There's that word.
You said it earlier. Yeah. Well, academic, we're suffering in academia, and look at it. Look where we are because of the mind.
Absolutely. I totally agree. In fact, this would be a good time to mention something very briefly. And when I was approximately 8 years old or so, I remember standing amidst some different adults who were having a conversation, and I heard a few things that my mind couldn't quite grasp, and it was trying to, and it just couldn't. It couldn't make any sense. And what they were saying is they were talking about the farmers and, you know, the different things that the farmers were doing, and mentioned about spraying to keep the bugs off, you know, and pesticides and all this. And again, I'm 8 years old and I'm hearing this, and my mind was trying to grasp it and it could not. It was like totally messing my head up. And I'm going, surely they're not talking about putting poisons, you know, on our soil and on our foods and all of that. And of course, few years later, as I was going along, I found out that is exactly, you know, what was going on. And it is very hard to grasp, and of course you and I could have many conversations, Dr. Morris, but it's very hard to grasp that something like that would be allowed to take place.
Well, think of our educational system, and it's divided up in grades, first grade, second grade, third grade, and so forth. You can also associate that with states of consciousness. So you have some people with their heads literally buried in the sand, some with their heads buried in academic, which continues to lose themselves in a world you can never catch up or understand. No one can understand God. You can look at pieces of it and say, scientifically, I'm observing this effect. in reality, you're looking at this effect from a conditioned mind, all your schooling, all that you've thought, books you've read. So a lot, if you read biochemistry, if you look at these things, there's so many theories. It, man, needs actualities. It's what's going on in our presidential issue. You've got to have facts. You've got to have what's going on in health and how you restore health of cells again.
Absolutely. And so with everything that is going on this planet today, from genetically altering our foods to irradiating them to all the pesticides and herbicides that continue to be used, what do you say to a person that says, Dr. Morris, what in the world do I do?
Well, think about this one on top of that one. We're severely altering our genetics. So now you're seeing extreme mutations of the Homo sapien. And that's problematic because now look at all the babies with cancer. I've got a 7-month-old baby with cancer. For a cell to be a cancer cell at 7 months, it had to come in atypical. So genetically speaking, not only are we engineering the foods, we're re-engineering our bodies, and the problem is we're getting out of balance with nature, just like you said. And chemistry is chemistry. Once you start injecting toxic chemistry, you start creating radicals. We don't even know, believe it or not, in chemistry, we don't even know the chemistry we've created. We're finding new elements every year, but they're man-made. So it's scary.
So why do you, I mean, again, you know, if we're off the air, we could have some interesting conversations with you.
Well, it doesn't mean you have to eat all organically. You can go to the store, but you've got to wash everything. You've got to promote organic foods. And everyone has an issue with every level. I do the YouTube, and so you have every level out there thinkers. But oceanponics, hydroponics, we need greenhouses everywhere. Remember, the human is a tropical species. Living up north, it's difficult to be a tropical species. But living up north creates high-protein diets and bye-bye kidneys, therefore the lymph, therefore all the cancer.
Yes, well, living up north, I can relate to that because I came from the Pennsylvania, Ohio area and always knew that there would be a time of enjoying more tropical weather and sunshine and everything. So,
born in this world more aware than other souls too. So you have that inner awareness. That's why you recognize poisons early on as a little girl. So you've had a higher spiritual awareness coming in here. And the young babies are full of these high spiritual souls. And we have to prepare that. We have to grow as a world. And we have to learn that the mind is our worst enemy, that you have to spiritualize yourself and start loving each other and enjoying each other's differences.
Well, there's a saying that I know you have used and you use as well, and it's one that means a lot to me, and that is maintaining or staying in touch with our childlike self.
Yeah, absolutely.
In fact, one of the things that I tell people, Dr. Morris, is when you pass a playground, do not walk past it. Get on a swing. In fact, if you're even bolder, you can, or more bold, you get on the slide and slide down it and just see how many people how many people would do something like that. You know,
this is creation. You know, this is creation, and you can play and enjoy it, but you get lost in it and you forget who you are while you're playing. And the mind loves to forget, and you can't understand the allness of life and the totality of the creator using the mind. It only works in pieces. So the mind is actually the creator in creation, and creation is your drama. That's what you desire and what you want and what you make. It's not you. And we binded ourselves so much with our thoughts that even our educational system doesn't keep us more spiritually active with who we are. And so that's just another piece of this myriad of levels of consciousness at this level. And so you have those that think chemistry is chemistry. So what if it's toxic? It's not really toxic to chemistry. It's just chemistry. Others know the difference between organic and inorganic. So you have all levels of thinkers, even in the chemistry world. And I think that's been our problem. We've tried to isolate instead of expand.
Exactly. And listeners, we are speaking with Dr. Robert Morris. And you heard, if you tuned in right in the beginning, a little bit of history about him. And I do want to mention that you can go to his website, and that one of them is drmorses healthclub.com. Again, that would be drmorses healthclub.com. And Dr. Morris, is that the main site?
Well, I have a YouTube site, and if you want to learn about how you get your body from any state of decay to the state of Wellville, we have 800 videos or more free for you to review. And I've taken everyone from the get-go all the way down the line. We have a lot of healers now worldwide. We have a lot of groups worldwide, Israel, Romania, all around the world. And everyone is going raw, getting their health back, and it's a huge movement now. And exciting. I'm trying to teach anybody that'll be a practitioner to help people, because we are in serious trouble in the human race with our health issues. Probably in your listening audience, half of them have cancer as we sit. And how do you get rid of it? Most people don't even understand what it is.
I would say that that's the case, especially with some conversations that, you know, I have had, and I have over and over again, but in particularly since we've been airing the show through Blog Talk and the calls that we've been getting, you're 100% right. There's just, you know, so many more people dealing with so many more things and looking for more answers to their issues. Now, Dr. Morris, you have a clinic, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Can you tell a little bit about the clinic?
Well, we set it up as a club, a private health club. Membership is free currently. And we're trying to focus on the health instead of symptomologies and a disease consciousness. If people would take the concept and the word diseases and throw it in the trash can and really take some time and learn about what causes things, they would really the eyes would open and they would have remedy. The problem is man can't find remedy in his health issues because he's walking down the wrong pathways. Nature's provided the pathway, but man keeps looking in other places. Mm-hmm. So YouTube, Robert Morris, ND, and enjoy the videos.
Mm-hmm. So where is it that they go again?
That YouTube and then mm-hmm. / Robert Morris, ND.
Okay,
and, yeah, and there's a lot of good stuff on there, and you'll see the massive amount that people that's involved in what's going on. And we're trying to change the world as it needs to be, lifting its awareness up. Like you said, understanding we don't augment our foods. We don't know better than the Supreme Being. We don't use toxic poisons. Nature offers plenty of remedies for everything. Build our health instead of treat our symptoms. And that's the problem. You treat the symptom, the cause is always there and will someday be your termination.
And you have also, through the years, created these amazing formulas. I would like to touch on those a little bit. I remember the first time that I started reading about them and got some of them, of course, back a number of years ago, and just made so much sense. And so what exactly are these products?
Well, when animals get in trouble, they go and look for herbs. And look at the mongoose story with the cobra bite and looks for plantain. Herbs are our pharmacy. They're not toxic. There are those herbs that are toxic. We don't use those. But for the herbs out there are just so incredible. They go into the body. They regenerate the cells. They clean the body. And that's what we use herbal formulas for. And I am a master formula maker. I have getting well up toward 100 formulas for every part of the body, especially the kidneys and lymphatic systems. And when people understand about acidosis and that the body has a sewer system in it, which medical doctors seem to forget, and how vital lymph nodes and this system is, and that the kidneys are involved in this, and the skin, people will start understanding why they're having all these problems. So I was a raw foodist, I was a fruitarian, I fasted, I thought, you know, this is the end. Where National Geographic even admits we're a tropical species, more frugivores. So I studied the vertebrates of all the animals, to how they were built inside, and it was obvious that we're frugivores. So I went all fruit. When I started realizing where the human condition is, and that I was an old farm boy, grew halfway healthy, but a lot of people suffering, I realized we needed help, but just not fasting and raw foods. And I looked at where I kept getting the tap on the shoulder, because in the earlier days, 40 years ago, it was vitamins and minerals. And then it was the herbs that came into my focus, and then I went nuts. Kid in the candy store, honey. Kid in the candy store. The pharmacopoeia of nature is overwhelmingly cool.
Isn't it so exciting? In fact, since you just said what you did about the candy store, one of my favorite sayings through, especially since the years of Tom and I doing our business, has been, and just last week I said this to somebody, I love what we do. It's like being in a healthy candy store and looking over here at something and going, oh, wow, look at this. Isn't this fascinating? Oh, look over here. Look at this. Oh, my God, look at this. And
going back to nature. Exactly. Going back to nature is your mother putting her arms around you and saying, you're home, physically. And your body needs that. You can't separate your body from nature. It's chemistry and physics in action, and you just can't. And people have not learned that yet. And they're learning it, though, at a much faster rate than ever before. Huge movements of raw food movements around the world.
Yep. Yes.
Problem
absolutely.
It's growing good fruits and vegetables. You know, you're looking at America lost its ability to grow good fruit. Watermelon. I haven't had one good watermelon I had this year. You got to go to your place, Ohio, Indiana, where I'm from, go down in Kentucky, Tennessee to get good melons. And that's if you can find them without the seeds taken out. I tell you, we have lost our credibility and our production of our food sources, and we have this academic brain that could make the finest food in all the land.
When I first heard of watermelons without seeds, that was another point in time where I went, that doesn't make sense.
Well, what to a World Health Organization if they wanted to dominate the world's seeds? And that's, of course, obviously been on their agenda. They've talked about it. And Iraq people have discovered that now. It's a dominance. It's the trilemma, the One World Order, the World Bank, tie it all together. I mean, we're headed that way, however God takes it that way. But, you know, getting close to changing the nature of this country. And it's happening all over. And so plastic's in. And it's like, no, I don't think so. So we have to fight. We have, yeah. Like you. You're doing a great job.
Well, along this path of meeting all the neat people like yourselves, and it has been and continues to be, because every day, you know, there's somebody, more than one, a person actually, who, you know, I talk to or who I learn about. So, and I sense that you would be in agreement. I'm not denying that things are really, really, really crazy right now. And they have been crazy at other times on this planet. And the most important thing is definitely that people act. People speak up, and I know that this is one of the issues, that there's been a dumbing down process, that this isn't an excuse, but there has been and there continues to be a dumbing down energy, of our state of being, so that people are just more lackadaisical, you know, just not taking the steps that they need to do to make a change.
In this country,
of course,
particular.
Do you feel that it's mostly this country?
Oh, this country in particular, if you go to Europe, they're much more aware of even our own political scene. The average American has no clue about the true political scene and what's really going on in the financial side of this, why they took the gold standards, or they have no idea what they've done to us. They have no idea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's just a process of awakening and awakening, but the big issue is this is just a playground, and you're the player. Just got to always remember that, and don't let this world get you.
Yes, exactly, exactly. And the detoxification process in the midst of everything we're talking about, what kind of part does that play in the role?
Well, I think that should be the word of the century. I think that word should be plastered up on the Supreme Court building, detoxify the Supreme Court justices first, and work yourself on down. But the big issue is, when you understand what causes everything, then you know that the only golden key you have is detoxification. And the reason is you're removing what's breaking down your cells. Call it whatever disease you want, but it all boils down to your sewer system in your body, acid side of chemistry, and how bad or how good you're filtering these acids from the cells out of your body. And a lot of people lose that. So then they form the tumors, and they get all the pains from fibromyalgia to lupus to Lyme. You just keep on down that road, and people just have to learn the facts. And they've been lied to. This is this is the marketplace. Well, it's time to market in the right direction with love and respect for everybody, and everybody learn that we need to get our health back. The babies are genetically compromised. We need to rebuild genetic weaknesses. The average medical doctor wouldn't have a clue what that means. Naturopaths have been cleaning up this mess of theirs for years, and we can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The cell, the human cell, is at the weakest decay it's ever been in genetics on this planet ever, and we have to turn that around. Thanks to all these great raw food moms, these babies are regenerating their genetic weaknesses, and that is where it's at.
And I know that, in fact, last week after our show, we had gotten a couple calls, and this one more specific issue, and she was talking about how she never really thought a whole lot about the cleansing process. And so I was talking with her, and I asked, do you have a car? And she said, yes. And I hate to use this whole car thing over and over, but it's true, you know. So I said, well, sure. Do you have a tune-up done to it? Do you have air filter changed and da-da-da-da all down the line? And after each one, of course, she's shaking and just saying yes. And I said, well, can I ask you something? And it was like, well, of course, when was the last time you did something like that for your own body? And there was this silence.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, it's amazing to see this little light that can go off in people.
Sure.
When they,
Zinder.
Oh, my God. You mean, it's like, oh, my God, you mean I'm supposed to do something with this?
Yeah, you Zinder. You Zinder right off. Well, think about this. It used to be that you could just shift into fruits and vegetables and get a cleanup. Not anymore. Now you have to tear the engine apart and scrape the shellac off the walls.
It is
that bad in terms of cancers and what we're dealing with lymphatically in humans. These antibiotics, it just keeps going on and on about what the concepts in allopathy has done to the human being. And suppression is a good word for that. Entering toxins into the human body. No one in chemistry ever conceived the idea that you could treat an acid condition with hotter acids. That's insanity, it's criminal, and it should be dealt with criminally. They're talking about that meningitis outbreak. And if you listen to the drug they were using as a steroid, the last two words with methyl acetate, injecting in people's spines. Well, inflammation is a product of acidosis. So it just goes on and on. People don't realize they're playing mad science out there, and your lives are being played with. Health is so much simpler than that.
And here's we could touch on so many things. Here's another.
I know. It's
another huge thing. Now, what do you think goes through an individual's mind, Dr. Morris, when they see a sign or many signs saying 2-for-1, meaning your flu shots. They are plastering signs all over the place around, you know, the CVSs and the different drug chains and stores, you know, just even the regular discount stores. And the first time I saw one of those quite a while ago, I thought, oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, you talk about boiling up the system.
Yeah.
And have me, those kinds of things, I take a deep breath and it explains again and again why we all are doing what we're doing. Because it's like people actually look at that and run and get in line to get shot up with toxic
stuff.
Well,
that's a good sales job. You know,
and they pay for it. They pay for them to do it.
If you understand the link to Rockefeller and how they have articulated everything to build their narcissistic viewpoints, and that's what you're dealing with. The whole modality is wrong, except for surgery and ER. I spent a lot of years in emergency rooms. That could really be increased at a higher level by far. A surgery, love them. But allopathy and general health, number one killer of humans on the planet. Last year, over 1 million people died at the hands of allopathy, only none of naturopathy. So that this is the problem. And yet we have judges and we have lawyers fighting for that level of thinking. It's an antiquated thinking, and we have to realize this world is based upon theories, not actuality. If you study chemistry and if you study these things, look at the different theories, Hortzel, just all kinds of theories out there. And I'd rather not live my life through theory anymore or belief system.
Yeah.
Actuality. Look what sells on TV. True TV, hottest thing out there. Honey Boo Boos.
I'm telling you, I couldn't even tell you because I don't watch any of it. I don't even.
Good.
I mean,
good. You don't want to either.
Oh God! I mean, it has been years and years. And my mother, you know, bless her soul, it was like, yes, we watched some TV. I'm not going to say we didn't, but she was also very conscious because I remember she'd say, okay, turn it off, time to get outside, you know, and she'd have us go outside. Or I remember once she never liked things like the Three Stooges because you couldn't stand how they were like beating up on each other, and she said, that's not something for you kids to be watching, you know. And so it is just really, really interesting to see how when we're walking through the world, you know, there's these what I refer to as parallel worlds. And when we're walking through consciously, it is quite interesting. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a difference. You know, you always celebrate a director that can make his movie so good that you lose yourself watching it. And that's what God did. It had to lose itself to be able to express itself in duality. So there can be differences instead of the one again. And so this is what's going on. And you have to learn this is just what it is. And you can throw into it and try to expand its awareness and be part of the channel of the higher orders and stuff. That's all good.
Well, as I briefed myself again with your site recently, I would like to share this and with your comment just now. There was a person who came into my life when we had the Holistic Life Center in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, and he was coming to the center to facilitate a workshop on Theravada meditation. He wrote me a note one time, and it was very simply written, and it said, the one became many in order to express its love.
Exactly. It's a beautiful
and of course, all that was taking place because that is really, you know, how I have always believed. And, you know, when we talk about coming into this world, you know, many of us, including yourself, we talk about the indigo children or lots of other names that are given to children, and many of us adults were those children as well. And, you know, we are now those adults, and more of those blessed children are coming in and onto the planet. But I remember when, and I was just doing a quick review in my mind, if I ever in our conversations in the past mentioned this, but it was when I was like 3 years old, there was this inner message. I don't remember a whole lot about anything else. I just remember that I was around that age, and my inner voice said, you know, you're going to start going through life and experiencing lots of different things. And you're going to continue to remember. As a little three-year-old, hearing that, and hearing that you're going to continue to remember, what, and I can just describe it from more of a feeling than anything else, what I felt about that phrase, remember, was that I was going to remember the direct connection to the higher source, God, Buddha, I don't care what one wants to call it. So,
who you are.
Exactly. And so there you are. You know, and I was in a Catholic Italian family.
I live by the old Rumi, where he saw every atom as God. Every atom. So if we saw everything as God and gave it that level of respect, the ecstasy and joy we would have as a race would be phenomenal, especially if we started eating like the body's designed.
Oh, yes.
Just got to see everything as God expressing itself, just what you said. And that's just yourself telling your lower self, hey, you know, you're on a journey of awakening. And a lot are on this planet. And maybe the planet won't. That's okay. It's just an illusion. It is the dream. It isn't who you are. It's your drama. Just like anything you do tomorrow, that's your drama. Whatever you make it, you know, and that's drama. But it isn't who we are, and they were telling you, you're coming awake to who you are, honey.
And you know, what's interesting is walking through life and noticing, of course, because it's inevitable that we do, all of this. No, you know, my religion's it. No, yours is wrong, mine's it. It's like I could never make sense of it. Never. It's like, what are you all talking about? Mm-hmm. Who cares? Who cares what, you know, what way some people believe?
Those are the souls that see the oneness of life, and that oneness is where all things come from, the same source. And, of course, that's what we're going through, the transition of seeing each other as separate and an enemy because you're different, to we're all one, and, boy, I love your differences.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to enjoy every country's differences, from India to Israel to China, everybody's differences, and embrace everybody. But we still have these older thought forms that are hanging around. And I thought, well, when the older people die off, these older thought forms will go away. No way. You see them in the younger people. And these are all just levels of consciousness souls can play with. And some, even the younger people, just didn't want to have their head buried. Can't do it anymore. It's too many things can happen to you.
It's hard to comprehend, especially whenever we ourselves come from, you know, that which we're already talking about, and that is loving differences and appreciating diversity, wanting to be amidst that and not all everything being the same. And of course, the powers to be, as we've mentioned a little through the show, I mean, that's also one way that they work, you know, is by turning differences into problems and issues. Because, and I'm not saying that the people in the world are not part of the issue, but my theory has always been that when you take people and you just have people with people without the political scene, most of the time, I'm not going to say always, but most of the time, there's not a problem, or there's a lot less of a problem than what is instigated, because to me, a lot of it is instigated.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what's the mind and the conditioning of the mind, whether you're an irreligious fanatic that wants to control your herd or whatever it is, and has nothing to do with introducing your chelas, your students, your people, whoever, to God, because you don't have it yourself. And it's an illusion that you that individuals weave in front of the masses. And it's like, no, a true spiritual giant or a true spiritual being will say, here, let me show you how to become yourself again. And you have,
yes.
There's a one simple way. Stop thinking.
Yes.
Stop desiring. Stop playing in the fields of dreams and live in the now, in the moment. And you'll find Buddha said that, Jesus said that, everyone said it. Stop thinking, quit playing if you want to know what's real.
And I know that one of the things that you just completed is an amazing course that people can be involved in. So would you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I have a school called the International School of Detoxification, and I was trying to work my way to retirement. I've been in the field almost 45 years now, and it's like, oh, man. You know, Jensen at least was in the field 75 years. I don't know how he did it. I said, I didn't want to die like you, Doc. He was a good friend of mine. I said, I don't want to die like you, at workaholic. Worked almost a day, he couldn't. And honored that guy tremendously. But, you know, we need to learn to relax, enjoy life, take it easy a bit. Not there's no need to, you know, to get ourselves all messed up like that. And that's a product of the mind.
Right. So how does one?
Oh, the school. Yeah. Well, the school is. We have it twice a year now. I had it every quarter, then twice a year, then once a year, and now since the YouTube and a lot of tremendous souls out there are grabbing this higher level of healing. You're at the top of the mountain here on this planet. And so our classes are getting bigger, and you learn. I teach you how to heal anything. I'll show you how to take any condition out there and totally get rid of it. And it is simplistic. It's science. I spent a lot of my life into physics and magnetics and energetics, and it's real simple. And I can teach the layperson how to get rid of their problems at any level.
And
our problem is our practitioners need to learn this level of healing, and it's not difficult. Naturopathy has been around for a long time. However, the mind has changed it to naturopathic medicine because of the allopathic pool. And this is just narcissistic views. This is just people that want you to think they know what they're doing, because there's absolutely nothing a medical doctor can cure. Nothing.
And that's
disgusting.
I know.
I get all these poor people that have lost thousands and thousands of dollars, and they're hurting worse. And that's because they use chemicals to suppress body functions, not understanding how the body really works. And it's time this changes on this planet. You can't keep going on. Our mutations are at an all-time high in the children. And look at St. Jude's. Unreal. You know, so these things have gotten me a lot more active, as you've seen, you know, just because it's time to stop this. I'm being pushed by the Creator. I'm sure you are. And I don't know if half your listening audience got kind of weirded out with our discussion, but it's time we open ourselves up spiritually and learn how the physical ways. You shouldn't spend all your life trying to get well. Nutrition isn't the answer. Eat raw. If you want to pop some superfood blends, fine. Learn about your lymph system. Learn about detoxification and why it's so important to get the acids out of your body.
And so, listeners, you can go to the website, of course,
yeah.
and you'll see all the different links down the left there. And again, the website is www.drmorris, M-O-R-S-E-S, herbalhealthclub.com. And you will see the different categories from the history, case studies, education. It's a very well put together site. You can go down, and by the time you're down at the end, there where it says YouTube and updates, you have a very thorough knowing of, you know, what is actually going on. So if they are interested in the classes, Ben, I know you just had one. So when is the next one?
The next one is next April, and it'll be a level two. We probably won't have a level one until September. Level two is predominantly protocols for those that are helping others and those practitioners that want to really get into this, and we have hundreds of them worldwide. So this is protocols. How do you do it? How do you use herbs the correct way, not to treat diseases, but to clean and strengthen the body? And when we say strengthen the body, we're talking about the 100 trillion cells that comprise it. So understanding and using botanicals in the right direction accentuates what raw foods do as well. And this all brings energy, magnetics, healing power, and cleansing power. So if you have tumors and lymph nodes swollen and you've got inflammation in the body, this pulls it all out. But you have to pull it out if you understand why you have it and how serious that really is.
Now, I do have one comment I want to make. Hopefully, you will have your next level one at the beginning of September of 2013 and not toward the end, because as you may have heard briefly, you know, we have our 16th International Natural Health and Foods Expo scheduled for September 27th, 28th, and 29th of 2013 at the Orlando Convention.
Oh, that's cool.
So we would love to have you involved, and I know that couldn't be if you have that class going on during that time period.
Well, I'll change the dates. We're just now setting the dates for that one and both of these classes. So we had a meeting the other day and kind of nailed them down, but we can the expos are great. I recommend everybody visit expos and learn, but don't make it complicated. If you're trying to treat symptoms with anything, including herbs, you're going to fail. You've got to learn a much greater issue is involved here.
So would it be better, I'm just curious, for you to have the class before the expo or after?
I think we're going to have it in October this year, if I remember what our discussion is.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I just have to ask Shannon. She's controls that for me.
Well, and my thought is, you know, then that way you could use the things that we could do for the expo and have you as a speaker and so forth. Could help draw even more, even though it would be a close. Quite close to the date.
Why don't you talk to Shannon, and she'll help with you with that, and they'll work it out for you.
Okay. All right. So there is so much more that we could cover, and I knew that I wanted to at least get through most of the topics that your website has available.
Oh, thanks.
So what about a phone number? What is the best phone number?
Well, for the clinic, it's 941 area code and 255-1979.
Okay. And then you said that like that because are there other numbers for other divisions?
Oh, there's a slew of them.
Okay.
There's a slew of them on their website.
Okay, but that's
that's the main one to the clinic. Yeah, the pharmacy is 941-766-8068.
And that's for your herbal tinctures.
That's for the herbals, yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, people should have fun with herbs, fun with health. You're doing a great job with your radio and your magazine and your shows. All important that we change the consciousness of this planet. And obviously, the 11-11s everybody's seeing, obviously all that's going on there is an upliftment.
Absolutely. Well, as I said in the beginning of our interview, and I've always appreciated, like many people out there, you know, just who you are, how you explain things. I know for me, when I first heard, and at that time it was mostly known, you know, as God's herbs, it was like,
oh, yeah.
I was telling everybody, you got to go check this out. This guy's great, you know. And of course, here we are. How many years later? Oh, it's really eerie. It's like, I don't know about this thing called time. It's supposed to be an illusion. I don't know. It's
I'm like you. We're extreme lovers of God.
Yes, and before we end this interview, what's the possibility of me getting down there at a time where you have a hello time?
Huh, that's a good question. Well, probably on a Thursday.
Okay. All right. Well, we can always talk about that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I appreciate it. And I love everybody out there. We've just got to get our health together and our health and just start having fun and enjoying your ride. Getting your joy back. A lot of people have lost their joy out there.
Absolutely. And there's no need. You know, the biggest gift that we could give ourselves and our families and our children and the world is to always be able to maintain and express our joy and love and all of that. So I totally agree with you, and I appreciate you, and I thank you very much
thank
for
you.
This time, and I'll talk to you very soon.
Thank you very
Thanks
much.
So. You're welcome. Bye-bye. And again, that was Dr. Robert Morris, and one more time, I'm going to give you his website, and please feel free to check it out. And of course, the numbers that he gave to you, you can call those numbers. There is an immense amount of knowledge on his site. And for those of you going to the site where it says down the left, you know, history, case histories, education clinic, etc., there is a part that I would highly recommend, and that is the spirituality. It has actually two listings. It says spirituality, then it has spiritual insights. Those two pages, in addition to anything else, of course, I would love for you to take a look at and really read through. I find it just very fascinating. And, of course, for those of us who have always felt that spirituality is rather simple, you know, it's about love. And when we truly come from unconditional love, we just simply be, and we give people the space to be who they are. And I know it sounds ridiculously simple, and that's because it is. All right. As we move along here, because we just have a few more moments in the rest of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, I want to mention again our International Natural Health and Foods Expo scheduled for September 27, 28, and 29 of 2013 at the Orlando Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. Approximately 200 exhibitors and loads of speakers. We are thrilled to be having number 16, and we are excited. So any interest you have in exhibiting, volunteering, speaking, sponsoring, any of that, you can call us at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And or you can go to a website and express your interest, which is a form there for the expo. And that site is healthandspiritnetwork.com. Once again, health and written out, A-N-D. spiritnetwork.com. There's a form there that you can express your interest. No obligation at this point. And it's a way of us gathering interested people. If you're wanting to advertise in the Healthy Referral newspaper, you can definitely do that. We would love to have your support. We would appreciate your support by advertising and promoting your mission and business in the newspaper. Again, it's full size, approximately 28 to 36 pages. It started back in 1989. Actually, I always say 1986 because that's when my business partner and I actually met. By 1989, however, the newspaper had been created, as well as the this Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show that you hear every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you're interested in an interview on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, there are ways that we can arrange that. Just be sure to let us know. Our overall website is healthyreferral.com. That's healthy, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. There is a most important, I'm hearing the lady tell me how many seconds we have. There is an organization, National Health Federation, www.the N as in Nancy, HF.com. TheNHF.com, National Health Federation, a 58-year-old health, natural health freedom organization that we are on the advisory board of. And the expo that we are putting on, the 16th year, is actually going to be put on by We the Healthy Referral, as well as the Message 2000 or Treasures Giftbook.com, as well as National Health Federation. So the three of us have come together, and we're thrilled about that. We're looking forward to it. We love you all. We look forward to hearing from you either by email or by phone. And again, the phone number is 216-533-2273. Have an amazing rest of this Friday and this weekend, and we'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.